Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christine. How may I help you today?
Yeah, this is Adam Strain. I'm calling in regards to my Ecto-1 buildup. The account number is...
Hold on one second for me, sir.
Oh, okay. No, you're fine. I'm used to having the mask for the actual account number right away.
Mm-hmm. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready when you are.
Okay, it's 317-666-00001.
Okay, bear with me while I find this, okay?
No, you're fine. I'm just trying to make sure that the door isn't tearing up on the build.
What do you mean by the door is not tearing up on the build?
Oh, the door's bent. That's what I was calling in regards to find out if the shipments, the reship of the doors, they're bent. They don't sit flush to the Ecto-1.
So you had them resent already?
That's what I was double-checking to see if they had been shipped yet, because I haven't received any tracking information about them.
Did you send in the email?
Yes, I did.
With the picture?
Yep.
Okay. Give me one second, okay? I'm going to have to go in and override. Just give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
When did you send the picture?
About a week ago, actually.
Okay.
Let me double check for sure, but... Sent.
I see the 23rd. Okay, I see that they received the request for reship on the 23rd.
Okay. I it says the 22nd is when I sent the email, so it was the day.
Did you send the email to the lway19@yahoo.com?
Yep, from lway19, yep.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can't get somebody to pull the email. Hang on one second, okay?
Oh, no, you're fine, because I sent the picture of stage 80 and stage 84. Those are the doors themselves, because they're just bent enough that when you close the doors, they don't even sit shut.
Sorry about that.
No, it's like I even sent a little video showing that I tried pushing the close and they just keep on popping free. So it's like, oh, they're bent.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just tweaked just enough. It's like, nope, we're not going to sit shut. It's like, dang it. I went through all that hell to put them together and they're not even sitting shut. I had that problem with the hood, so it.
On the new shipment. Okay, let me see if she can get this pulled up real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I see the email was received, but I don't know. Bear with me. I'm going to just get
No, you're fine. I'm pretty much a patient person.
You look like you've gotten through a lot of this subscription too.
Yeah.
So you're.
Go ahead.
Are you building as they come in, or have you waited until you had a certain amount?
No, I built it as soon as they come through, because it's like, then I know if it actually, if it fits and that stuff. Just like the doors, I did for the longest time. I couldn't attach to that driver door until actually I got the other ones to complete the actual door, and that's how I know that it's like, dang it, it's bent.
Right.
Everything kind of fit, kind of flush, but it was like it's bent. And I was like, at first, I was like, maybe I put the hinge on incorrect, but no, I put the hinge correctly. So it's like, okay.
Right.
And I mean, I loosened up the screws to try to adjust the doors and try to get them, and it still doesn't sit right. It's like, oh, well, this sucks. I had that problem with the DeLorean when I first did the DeLorean, too, because the doors were bent just enough that it would definitely not turn around and sit flush at all. So
how many have you done?
I've completed the DeLorean, and I'm completing Ecto-1.
Okay.
Now,
so you got two.
Now you guys just got to get the Knight Rider's kit.
Knight Rider. I don't think I've heard somebody request that yet.
Oh, no. There's been probably a lot of people that have requested it. But the thing is I know that a lot of people would love to have the 84's Trans Am kit.
Right.
Being one that's done. Another one would be the General Lee without having anything taken off of it. People would die to get a hold of that, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I know General Lee. I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, it's from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah. It's orange.
Yeah. Yep.
Ah, ha, ha. Now I know it. Never mind. Has a 86 on the side of it?
No, it's the 01.
Oh, one. That's right. Okay, I knew there was a number.
Yeah, and then it's got the Confederate flag and the General Lee on the top.
Right.
But right now, I could see why right now that one is controversial, because a lot of the stuff that's going around is like, oh, that car is racist. It's not racist. Even the shows never even depict racism in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't hold the car and the flag on the car as racism because it represents something totally different.
Right.
It's like you can't kill an iconic car just because of the flag that's on the top of it. Because if you change that, nobody's going to want to buy that part. They're going to be like, no, we want to keep it the same way.
Yeah.
The way we grew up.
I know that a lot of other people like do like their own modifications or whatever it's called, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you they would do that. But then I don't know, that part, would that be like?
It probably would be that, like a model, a mod group.
Yeah, like yeah, right, group. Right. But does... Does that change the cost when it becomes a collectible?
That I don't know. I know that when it comes down to when you do the modding, like it adds actual authenticity. Like the DeLorean, there's a mod group out there that actually did a working flux capacitor and a working Christmas tree. The ones that come with the DeLorean on, for you guys, they're just little lights that just light up the actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, but my DeLorean's actually got the working Christmas tree and the flux capacitor.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
And, basically what I'm doing with Ecto-1, as soon as I get the opportunity, is it's going to be the... the strobe lights for the one that works on the front.
So is that a different mod in like those mod groups?
It's for the markers. A lot of people were wanting those to light up, and I gather they don't light up. So a lot of people were like, that's not screen accurate because they do light up in the movie.
So
a lot of the people that do the modding, they want screen accurate models. So if it actually had a certain thing light up, they want those things to light up. So a lot of people will go to that extreme to make a mod that lights those up.
Huh. Interesting. I have seen a few of like the mod kits by some people, not very many, but it's pretty extreme. Some of these people get pretty intense with it.
Yeah, and see, there's two mods that I'm doing basically to it. One is the actual ghost symbol. I gathered through EcoMoss, they're a little bit bigger than the actual screen accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting those to where they're actually screen accurate, and then the strobe lights.
Oh, that's
I'm not a very good person.
No, you're fine.
No, I'm like terrible at building. Like I don't get IKEA furniture for that reason. Because
no,
I would just be so frustrated.
No, I think the only thing that frustrated me with the Ecto-1 build is where I've had two times where the mom was trying to talk to me at the same time, and I was trying to figure out what she's trying to say. But I had one where back in, I think it was September, and I didn't receive anything until January for that first time. And then I think it was like close to 3 months the second time around. And it was over a license plate issue.
The gifts.
Yeah, it was one was the license plate and one was the upper lighting kit.
Okay, yeah. I always find our gifts will put it back. We're trying to get that changed so that the gifts don't affect the regular shipments.
Right.
Like, we understand that, like, putting the gift in there would be great. However, we know everybody wants to just get the build, and then as long as you receive the gift, that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah.
So we're trying to make it so that it's like, go ahead and just send the gifts later. They just want to build, you know? And if the gifts all come maybe in one package, that would be better than...
Yeah. Right.
You know,
it's just like eventually those we don't care as long as we can receive those later on. We just really don't care about that right now.
Right.
We just want
right.
to get through the actual build and know, hey, we're getting this done.
Right. Right. So that's why we're pushing right now to get this sorted out for sure and see if that can't get changed in some kind of way. Shape or form. So it looks like the only thing I can do right now, actually, with this, I don't see anybody on that can check these emails, is send over an escalations document. I'm also going to send another additional email myself to see if I can't get somebody else tomorrow to look into it and get right back to you.
Okay. Because it's just like, I just know that this Tuesday, I think it's tomorrow, it'll be pulled out. But this Tuesday, I'm supposed to be getting the passenger doors,
uh-huh.
if I'm not mistaken. So it's like, because I know that EcoMoss said that they were going to ship out the passenger door, the way it is and then reship the newer one that didn't have the mirror attached to it.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
that's
let me.
What
yeah, let me send in this escalations document. I'm also going to send this account off to my other manager so that tomorrow when she comes in first thing in the morning, she'll see this. But as of right now, that's all I can do for you, unfortunately. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. It's just, I'm like, thank gummit. I know that when it comes down to it, it's like, I sent those off and it's like, normally I hear within the day, but it's
I know.
Like, nope.
I know. Would you prefer to be contacted by email or phone?
It doesn't matter either which way. I mean, if I get it from email, I just throw it in with all the emails that I've gotten.
I put
Eagle Moss's Ecto-1 into a separate folder.
Okay, so email is okay then?
Yeah, email or even a phone call is fine. It doesn't matter to me. So
I'm going to put email down.
Okay.
Just give me one second. And it's lway19@yahoo.com, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like I'm going, well, I didn't receive any email, and normally they message within 24 hours and say that they resent it. It's like, but this time they didn't do it.
Yeah, I had one earlier this week like that. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and send this.
Because, as I told the other person, I don't want to turn around and attempt to try to bend those with my fingers.
Oh, no, don't do that. Just don't do that. We'll get you new ones sent out. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, I don't want to attempt that until I actually have the replacements on hand. Because then I know it's like, well, then I know how much strength not to use. Look out, little one. Look out. Yeah. Well, it's my shipment about the reship for the two doors.
Oh.
She's, okay. That's what she was trying to do is to try to get a hold of the email, but somebody's like slacking on their job. They're not getting
Amen.
It right
Let
away.
Me tell you, I am so holding back right now.
it's like everybody.
Us females got patience more than the guys.
I agree. However, I went ahead and messaged my big boss on this on two reasons. One, you not getting your response, and two, me not receiving a response. So, somebody's going to be
like
in trouble.
Everybody took their union break at all at once.
Right. So, I did also send that escalations email. So, hopefully, they will get that confirmed, and you'll hear back from them tomorrow. Because, like I said, I sent it off straight to my boss and into escalations as well. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Because so, I was just like, not going to be delayed, as far as I know, right? So
your next shipment?
It should be 91 to 98, right?
Yeah, that shouldn't be delayed.
Okay, because I know that it was being delayed because of supposedly stage 91, but they turned around and said that they were going to ship 91 to the people that ordered it. And then they were just going to send a newer door when it comes in. So that's what I was understanding.
I don't see any holdups so far. Normally it would be here, like on my screen. Yeah, but I don't see any of that.
Okay, so then then they probably are going to just send the one that they have. Because I gather, according to the email, that some of the people that were in that group that I was telling you about, shared it, and it says that we're sorry for the inconvenience. We'll be sending out the issue 91, the inaccurate one. And then when later on through the build, I think they said shipment 32, I believe, is what they said. But I'm not sure. I had to go back and look at that picture. But that they were going to be sending another door that does that's screen accurate. So I was like, okay. I don't care.
Yeah, it looks like everything should be shipping out just fine on my side.
Okay. So
okay.
First thing, because it should be Monday, and then it should be shipping Tuesday.
Right. But first thing tomorrow, I mean, like I said, I sent it to my boss because I'm pretty upset.
Okay.
I'm not getting a response right now to be able to assist you a little better. So it's there, believe me. tomorrow, I'm sure I'll be in a meeting, but that's fine because this is very disappointing. So they will be getting back to you by tomorrow, I'm sure.
All right. Thank
you. Okay. You're welcome. Uh-huh. Nothing else I can help you with?
No, I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't going to be any delay as far as I know.
Yeah, you should be just fine.
Okay. The other thing I just remembered, I've got the plasma, rented lips. Platinum subscription. So the jewel case and the upper lighting kit should be free, right? Because I know
Correct.
That there's some people that okay. Because I know some people that are saying that they have to pay for it, and it's like, I think that's the ones that decided to opt out of the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
That would have to pay for it.
Yeah, no. If they opted out of the premium packages, then they would have to pay for it. But because you're a premium package person, it's going to come in those specials. You know, when you
All
receive
right.
those emails?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where that is.
Okay, because I know that I received an email, and it's patches of the characters.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, there's like... Four, five, right?
I think there's four or five of them. I would have to look at the email again, but I'm like, I know for a fact it's four, and it's the Ghostbusters. I don't know if Slimer's a part of it, but...
I don't think Slimers are. Wait, no, Slimers are. Wait.
What?
Now you're making me question myself.
No, you're fine. I'm even questioning it. Because now I got to go to the email. Special. Four.
Four. I just got it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I was just like, I had to make sure and double check that because I was like, some people were like, I'm having to pay this much money for the jewel. It's like, well, you probably opted out of your premium. So.
Right, right. That's exactly what happened. If you opt out of the premiums, you're not getting it. You have to pay for it on the side.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all I needed to know.
Okay. Well, thank you
all
for
right.
calling Eagle Moss. You enjoy your day, okay?
You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.